Next week, one of our most popular contests is back. Double your pay. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Yep. Starts on Monday.
I thought I was going to date with Jenna or something.
No. That's what people are asking about.
Yeah, they are.
Going to date with Jenna.
Well, this is what had to happen with that.
This was on our Dish Nation.
Yeah.
This wasn't on the radio. This was for our TV show, Dish Nation.
What had to happen with that, I believe, is I was given a handful to choose from, and I made my selection, but then they had to go through background checks.
Yeah.
And make sure everyone passed, and then see who was available and actually wanted to come fly here and go on a date with me. I don't even know what this date consists of.
So you know what it consists of.
We all know what date with you means.
Same thing on any of your other dates consist of.
They're only paying for your company. Anything that happens after is whatever.
I wish. I don't even know how to do that kind of stuff.
Ends with a walk of shame.
Oh, stop it. I guess you just have to take him to dinner and maybe like a club type of, not like a dance club, maybe like a bar kind of hip trendy thing.
Yeah.
So you can have a little conversation over a pint or a glass or whatever
people drink. I mean, this could be you guys going on a date and then 75 years later, you guys are married still.
No, definitely not.
Like, remember our boy Fred, the 96-year-old man who wrote that song, Oh Sweet Lorraine, that made everybody cry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet Lorraine.
Well, this 96-year-old songwriter has sold 100,000 copies on iTunes.
More than that now.
Mm-hmm. Which is good enough to crack the iTunes top 10, so congratulations, Big Fred.
Really?
My man's an official artist.
96 years old.
100,000 copies on iTunes.
Wow.
Cool story there.
Get Craddock in the Morning. The hands
What, Jenna?
Whatever.
And now he's all recording and got some money and stuff. You think you're going to find him a little young hottie around 78?
He was hanging out with 2 Chainz in the club.
78, 80 years old.
You know, to have that much money that late in life, does it really mean anything to you at that point? You know, what's important at that point, and it's really not money.
Yeah. It's just to share his song.
As long as you have somebody, you know.
His love's dead.
Sad.
It is. I mean.
His love is very much alive.
It lives on in his heart.
Yes.
And in song now. Speaking of songs and singers, Jennifer Lopez. I'm just trying to tie in.
Why not?
She's heading back to American Idol, even though she's reportedly getting up to $17.5 million. Jennifer says it's not about the money.
To be honest, like right now is the worst time for me to stop and do Idol. You know, I'm doing like 2 movies. I'm doing my albums coming out. I have like so much stuff going on. But honestly, I'm doing it because I want to. You know, I love it, and I've had such a good time with it, and, this is something I just want to do. It's not that I, you know, had to do it. I know everybody likes to make a big deal about money and stuff like that, but for me, it's not about that stuff. I don't have to do it for those reasons. I do it because I love it. It's in my heart, and it's something that, you know, I enjoy doing. So I'm excited about this year. I'm really excited.
It's true, she doesn't need the money.
She doesn't need the money.
But, you know, her ego needs to be paid. Uh-huh. I mean, that's just a thing. You know, like, you get me, you get to pay.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were reporting last week that Dr. Luke was the third judge. And apparently that fell apart in a big way. I don't know if it's because the public backlash. People were like, we don't even know who he is. And they really need to build some excitement with this year's team. So Harry Connick Jr.
I love him.
Has been brought on as the third judge.
Really?
And he was on last year as a mentor, and he was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is now the judging panel is a little older. It's skewing a little older, so.
Which is a problem from the get-go.
It's a little bit of a problem. They have to really pepper it with young mentors, and, you know, maybe they can bring in some young performers to kind of, you know, in between the amateurs, bring in a professional, bring in a Rihanna, bring in.
I mean, it's turning into Dancing with the Stars. It's just going to be
for
but
you know
people.
What? But they still, on Dancing with the Stars, they have Justin Bieber performing.
They
have Jason
young.
Derulo. They have Taylor Swift.
And they bring in young kids to perform.
Yeah. So there's a way to make it young if they do it right. They just need to talk to me.
Yeah.
I got it figured out.
Kelly can produce this.
Hollywood consultant Kelly Raspberry over there.
So Radar Online has an exclusive interview with a man who claims to be Lamar Odom's drug dealer. Now, this dealer is based in New York City. And allegedly, he gave Radar Online photographic evidence that Lamar is using.
Because this is how tabloids work. They will not normally publish a story. Some will. Some have less, you know, what?
Credibility.
Yeah, yeah, than others. But
standards.
Normally, I mean, Radar Online, for instance, won't publish a story unless there is some sort of proof because they have to buy the story. They have to pay a lot of money to the person to get the story, so they need proof.
And when you're putting out a story that someone is using drugs, this is the drug dealer, you are opening yourself up to a huge lawsuit if it's not
true. Oh, yeah.
So they have to have, you know, you better give me some concrete evidence or we're not going to run with the story. Well, here's what the drug dealer said. Mr. Fix-It is his name.
Yeah.
Had to say when he was asked if Lamar has a drug problem.
A huge problem. A huge problem. And he has a very addictive personality. And he's becoming, it's becoming worse, as you can see. He likes to use and abuse, you know, illegal substances. In my experience, he literally likes cocaine. He's a cocaine guy. He likes to, you know, to smoke it. And back in February, he spent about 16 grand.
And see, children, this is why you shouldn't do drugs. You end up talking like a munchkin.
He sounds like the burglar from Home Alone.
Lamar Odom has got to be maybe the stupidest person ever. Because
how so?
Well, a lot of people have problems like
every woman that he hooks up with now is talking to the media.
Well, that's not every woman. That's two of them. Can you imagine how many aren't talking to the media?
His drug dealer, out of all the drug dealers in the whole entire world, his drug dealer is talking to a magazine about his drug problem.
A TV station, Al.
So you're saying he's picking the wrong people to trust?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
He's making some bad decisions, and he's being... Okay, yeah, the drug's a bad decision, too. But who you're surrounding yourself with...
You need to stick with the honorable drug dealers.
Yeah, and the honest hoes. I mean, there's people out there you can hook up with that wouldn't tell anybody,
well,
but...
It's like when NFL,
excellent point,
it's
Al.
Like when NFL players are killing people, why aren't you paying other people to do those horrible things? You know what I mean? Like, you're not even a smart murderer.
Yeah. Or don't kill people to begin with.
I know, but
that's an excellent point, JC.
I know, I'm trying.
Like, with Lamar, like, he's obviously been doing drugs and he doesn't even try and cover the tracks, you know, that cover up what he's doing.
Well, maybe he thought he was until this dishonest drug dealer opened his big mouth.
The number one rule of drug dealing, I don't know much about it, but I'm pretty sure, is don't go out in public and tell everybody I'm a drug dealer.
Right? Then all the other people that you're selling drugs are like, oh, man, I hope he doesn't narc on me. Yeah.
And the thing is, this is just one. You know what I mean? There's no way this was his only drug dealer. But he's saying that over the course of, what, about 3 years, that Lamar has given him personally over $50,000. And that one sitting, it was like $16,000, and it was right before a Clippers-Knicks game, which they won. Lamar only scored 2 points, so I wouldn't really consider it a performance-enhancing drug. But
well, imagine how poorly he would have played without it.
Gosh, he wouldn't have had that basket.
Well, we have one final clip. I'm not sure if this is going to be final. I could be lying about Miley Cyrus of the VMAs, and it comes from Miley herself. So do you think she regrets what she did?
I don't pay attention to the negative because I've seen this play out so many times. How many times have we seen this play out in pop music? You know now. You know what's happened. Madonna's done it. Britney's done it. Every VMA performance, anyone that performs, you know, anyone that performs, that's what you're looking for. You're wanting to make history. Me and Robin the whole time said, you know we're about to make history right now.
Oh,
people are still talking about it. They're overthinking it. You're thinking about it more than I thought about it when I did it. Like, I didn't even think about it because that's just me.
No, we can tell you
that's
we're not
shame.
Thinking.
If you're not thinking and that's just you, you've got really serious problems.
And
to say this is art, I'm a performer, I can separate the two. But no, to say that's just me, I'm not thinking.
But that was
art. I've got to read you something off my iPhone I read this morning. It burned.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Gosh, this made me so mad.
Welcome to the studio, Angry Kelly Raspberry.
I'm going to tell you what. This, okay.
Angry Kelly with an iPhone.
Miley just being Miley. I'm not thinking about it. Miley had a choreographer for that nonsense.
Who?
Her name, Diane Martel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find Diane.
No, you're not. You ain't going to do it.
Let me tell you what Diane Martel said, Al. Right.
What'd she say?
She spoke about Miley. I have to read this off my iPhone because I hadn't had a chance to edit it. About what?
Need my glasses.
Miley knew what she was going to do before she got up there, and Miley was happy with the result. So this woman, the reason that she and Robin Thicke were up there, this Diane person directed the video for Miley We Can't Stop, and she directed Blurred Lines. So this woman's twisted anyway, okay?
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Well, Blurred Lines was a great video.
Yeah, no.
She said Miley had ideas about how she wanted to perform. She was excited to play it mega campy. For Blurred Lines, I decided to use the foam finger, and she took it and ran with it. She's into being over the top right now, and I'm right there with her. And about Miley's tongue, which she and that thing she keeps doing, she said, it's just misunderstood. And the people that don't get it are too old to understand.
Mm. I don't think think there's anything to be misunderstood about a tongue.
Oh, listen. For the geriatric crew.
Geriatric?
Yeah.
Somebody look up the definition for geriatric now while I'm reading the rest of this.
I mean old.
I got a cousin named old.
I think it means old and senile.
Yeah.
Here's what she has to say. The tongue out is not sexual. It's selfie code.
No, that's not.
It's mocking pretty. It's not for your gaze, geriatric crew. It's for a young audience's gaze. There seems to be an enormous generation gap.
No. I'm pretty sure.
That burnt me up so bad when I read that this morning. I was already in a pissy mood anyway. I'll just be honest.
To defend and insult.
This morning, you're in a pissy mood already.
Yeah,
this
morning. What's new, right?
But you know what? Even some of Miley's friends in the media are not taking her side with this. Harry Styles has the same idea about twerking as Kelly. He said that it's quite inappropriate, especially for the age groups it's aimed at. I think, you know, it's promoting promiscuity.
Thank you. Twerking leads to teenage pregnancy.
It's her whole
little
package.
Girls, listen
not...
up. If Harry Styles isn't down with the twerking, you better stop.
You know what? And that, you know what? Harry Styles wants him a classy lady. And so those girls that think that you're going to twerk in front of Harry Styles and turn him on, no. He thinks that's trashy and that you're promiscuous.
I'm pretty sure he's hooked up with a couple of
promiscuous. Oh, stop it. Yeah. Not twerkers.
You're telling me you're in a boy band. You're
not
hooked up with
he's not hooking up with twerkers.
Well, he might be.
Yeah, he could.
He hooks up with classy screaming fans.
The first night he meets them. So what I'm saying is it was the whole package that Miley presented to us on the VMAs that, you know, what she was wearing, the tongue.
It was very planned out. Just to say that's just me being Miley. That's ridiculous.
I was disturbed by grinding on the bears.
Yeah.
It's just ugly.
The foam finger was the grossest thing. Kelly hit it on the head, but it's just, you can't say this is what Madonna and Britney did because.
Made history, please.
Britney, when she did it, was classy.
Yeah.
She was pretty classy.
Well, she ripped off that suit and had that nude bodysuit underneath. It was a shock, but she was still completely covered up. And
the next day, we were all talking about how hot Britney Spears was and what a woman she is now. With Miley, we're talking about how disgusting that looked
trashy.
And how we couldn't have our children watch the MTV Awards.
Well, here's the thing is, I had a little talk with him, Kelly, about Miss Miley Cyrus.
Mm. Oh, you did?
I don't know if I'm real happy with the way it went.
Is
she twerking?
Does she know what twerking is?
Emma twerking Kelly?
No, you'll hear it
in
the car with Emma Kelly's coming up in just a second.
Yes. All right. Cool. Can't wait.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
So coming up next, we're going to talk to Emma Kelly and continue.
And continue the hizzle.
Yes. That's what we're going to do.
How long's it been since Jenna has taken a shower? And how big have JC's muscles gotten in the past few days? See for yourself at KidNation.com. Kid Craddock in the morning.